Almost 150 years later, we still don't really know how this story begins. We do know how it ends.
If you had been in downtown Boston, November 10th or 11th of 1872, you would have looked out on a sea of absolute destruction. Today, we would have looked at it and thought an atomic bomb went off. Boston was entirely in ruins.
But it wasn't a bomb, atomic or otherwise, that reduced 65 acres from downtown crossing to the wharf, post office square to the leather district, to smoldering rubble. As best as we can tell, it was simply a spark, deep in the basement of a building at the corner of Kingston and Summer Streets.
There weren't a lot of people living in that area, but there were a lot of stores, but mostly retail, and a lot of warehouses. And that's part of what caused the fire to spread, is that you had warehouses that were chock full of merchandise for the Christmas holiday.
It was a Saturday evening, and nearly everyone had closed up shop. By the time the fire was even noticed, it was already out of control, fueled in large part by the mansard roofs so popular in the neighborhood at the time.
This fire spread from roof to roof. It was jumping streets, and it was igniting roofs. And this fire got so hot, it created its own hurricane, if you will. It created its own wind.
We have no idea what was going through then-city fire chief John Damrell's mind as he ran to the blaze from his home in Beacon Hill. But he knew better than anyone just how much trouble the city was in.
He'd been warning of this fire. He was so worried that he had been asking for more money and equipment. Boston City Council told him to not magnify the wants of his department so much.
The water supply on the ground was woefully inadequate to fight a fire burning this hot, this high up. And so, Boston burned for 12 full hours.
The granite buildings got so hot that they exploded. Chunks of granite and stone were raining down on the firefighters. There was a gas explosion. There was looting. The streets were thronged with people. People came to watch.
Engines, equipment, and firemen poured in from throughout the region, by horse and by rail, as exhausting battles raged on multiple fronts for hours on end.
It was eventually put out, and there are a lot of stories of individual bravery and achievement,
including an epic stand along Washington Street that kept the fire from reaching Beacon Hill and saved the Old South Meeting House.
A huge effort by firefighters and just citizens who actually got up on the roof of the Old South and were putting out sparks.
All told, 11 firefighters and as many as 30 citizens lost their lives. Nearly 800 buildings were destroyed. But all wasn't lost. As Bruce Twickler, director of the documentary Damrell's Fire, explains, the tragedy lit a fire under Chief John Damrell.
He realized that if you wanted to keep these cities from burning down, you had to build them so they wouldn't burn down.
Despite taking the brunt of the blame from city leaders and losing his job, Twickler says Damrell remained undeterred in his efforts to ensure that Boston, in fact no city, would ever see the likes of that day again.
He organized the fire chiefs. He was the first president of the National Association of Fire Chiefs. He became the building inspector for the city of Boston. He wrote what is arguably the first building code.
And remained a deeply influential figure on the national scene for years to come. Twickler says that by the turn of the 20th century, fire safety in America had been completely transformed, thanks in large part to John Damrell.
Would it have happened without him? Yeah, it probably would have, but not in a direct, in an organized and effective way.
The Great Boston Fire of 1872 that reduced downtown to ash and ignited John Damrell's crusade to keep America's cities from burning 143 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwig III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
These cold, dark ashes, these cold, dark ashes, I yearn, I yearn, I yearn. You show me all this beautiful magic. You disappeared in the smoke of these cold, dark ashes, these cold, dark ashes, I guess I should have known. Find out that none of what you said was true. these cold dark ashes, just the work of your voodoo. Don't leave me in the ashes of your memory.